The liberal media continues to melt down over Kamala Harris's completely embarrassing interview on Fox News last night. Some of them extremely upset with Bret Baier for being an actual journalist and doing his job. Others pretending that she did amazing and choosing one or two selectively edited clips from the interview and editorializing how amazing she did. But no one, perhaps, is as upset about it as MSNBC's Lawrence Stop the Hammering O'Donnell, who did an entire opening monologue ranting about how much he hates Bret Baier.
Bret Baier interrupting Vice President Kamala Harris tonight more than he has ever interrupted any presidential candidate in an interview. Bret Baier was functioning as a Trump campaign operative in that interview by literally playing a Trump commercial in the middle of it, using the precious minutes of an interview with a presidential candidate to run the opponent's commercial, a Trump commercial.
To show a clip of President Trump's comments and then ask Kamala Harris to respond to those comments, yes.
And Bret Baier himself personally lied. Bret Baier lied deliberately and knowingly about what...
Meanwhile, over at the Clown News Network, Pete Buttigieg had a more calm, albeit still delusional, response.
What were your thoughts on this interview tonight?
Well, it was really impressive on her part. She was tough, smart, focused, disciplined, the same qualities that made her a very effective prosecutor, and I think are going to make her a very effective president. And
okay, let's go back to MSNBC. Lawrence O'Donnell is definitely more fun.
And here's what Donald Trump actually said about the enemy within that Bret Baier would absolutely not allow his audience to hear tonight.
The bigger problem is the enemy from within, not even the people that have come in and destroying our country, by the way, totally destroying our country. The towns, the villages, they're being inundated. But I don't think they're the problem in terms of election day. I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
He's talking about the lunatics rioting. There's another George Floyd-style mass national riot.
Because they can't let that happen.
That is the video that Bret Baier should have shown. Now, to put Bret Baier's Trump-supporting fanaticism in perspective...
Bret Baier's a fanatic now. Imagine being so out of touch that you think that by showing the clip of Donald Trump talking about the enemies within our own country, that the Fox News viewers would be upset about it and shocked at what a terrible fascist he is. Anybody with a brain knows that there are enemies within our own country. The Democrats have turned Marxist and are trying to overthrow our great republic, trying to throw Donald Trump in prison, trying to repeal the First Amendment, throwing people in prison for posting memes. I don't know how else you would describe them other than enemies within. By the way, if you missed my previous video, I posted one last night showing a bunch of the key clips from the interview and giving my analysis on that. So definitely watch that because I'm not going to show those clips again other than this one because there's a tie-in. Wait for it. Here he is asking her why so many people, half the country, hopefully more than half the country, support Donald Trump despite the endless barrage of smears from the Democrats, the Marxist Democrats, and the communist mainstream media.
Why, if he's as bad as you say, that half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States, why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but
it's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a cakewalk for anyone.
So are they misguided, the 50%?
Listen,
are they stupid?
God, I would never say that about the American people.
Oh, you would never say that a significant portion of the American people are stupid, would you? Oh, wait, what's this?
Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
Most of them,
that is why we put them in dormitories and they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Really dumb decisions. The only people who get offended by such comments are the stupid people, okay? Because everybody who has a brain knows that approximately half of the country, particularly half of the millennials, half of the Zoomers, are stupid. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is not known to be politically correct and says it like it is.
You see, that's the real threat to democracy, stupid people. That's the threat. Our biggest threat to democracy is stupid people. Yeah.
Stupid people like Sonny Hostin, one of the old bags on The View, who joined MSNBC last night to talk about how amazing Kamala Harris's interview was over on Fox.
I watched the entire interview in the green room. I had the pleasure of doing that. And what I saw is someone who loves this country, who is competent, who is fit to be the president of the United States, who is in complete command of the facts and understands the stakes and what that our democracy truly is at stake.
Excuse me, Mr. Potato Head, would you like to complain about Kamala's latest train wreck?
The economy didn't come up until minute number 12. Abortion never came up as a topic.
The economy is the top issue in all seven swing states.
That's a great point that abortion didn't come up and that the economy, because that is what, you know, the voters who are going to decide this election, that's what we've consistently seen.
Dana, you've been on the other side. You've been on the rapper as a press secretary interviewing a president. And, you know, I'm talking like four people waving their hands like it's got to stop. So, Martha, final. Yeah, I had to dismount there at the end. There's so many things, and she maybe should do more of these.
OK, I'll replay one other clip from the interview because this one is definitely worth watching a second time.
Brett.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
What does that have to do with anything? Donald Trump's running for re-election, and that's the reason why the Biden-Harris administration destroyed America?
Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
Vice
President.
You and I both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade, people have become...
But
listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me,
that it's all Donald Trump's fault ever since he came down that escalator back in 2015. Over the next 3 weeks, as the election rapidly approaches, the Marxist media is going to get even more vicious than we've ever seen. There was a honeymoon period after the Democrat coup forced old Joe to step down, and then Kamala was anointed the new queen of the party, and they were elated and excited and built her up as the next hero, savior of America. But that honeymoon period is over. And when she started doing interviews, then everybody realized that the Empress has no clothes and is a bumbling buffoon as well. So they're back to their regularly scheduled programming of calling Donald Trump a fascist dictator and a reincarnation of Hitler. Here is Operation Mockingbird asset Bob Woodward, who, by the way, actually once did expose Operation Mockingbird back in the late 1970s. Go and read my book, The True Story of Fake News, for the details in paperback from Amazon.com. But here is Woodward now. He decided if he couldn't beat them, he would join them. And so here he is. Sounding the alarm about the dangers that we're facing if Donald Trump wins.
But what we now see in these closing weeks is that this is a campaign in which there is going to be a reaffirmation of regular political order in this country, or there's going to be a real triumph of fascism in which good, well-meaning Republicans have allowed themselves to get carried down this path and go along with this rhetoric. That is
really
what
that.
These... Absolutely.
Even Anderson Cooper's like, I don't know, man, maybe we're ratcheting up the crazy a little bit too much.
That is really what that. These... Absolutely. Let's listen to General Milley.
Is Carl Bernstein 5 feet tall? Look at that little gnome.
Say of Donald Trump, fascist to the core, the most dangerous man in America. General Milley is a pretty level guy. Let's listen to what Donald Trump is telling us. He is telling us what he's going to
General
do.
Milley.
You know what one of the biggest problems is for those on the left, aside from them having diminished mental capacity, not having the ability to reason or understand logic or understand what gender they are? They have no sense of humor. Thankfully, on the right, we have memes and meme makers to help bring some levity in these difficult times, like this meme maker, Ildondo Trumpo, who, using the power of AI voice cloning software, created this.
So is Kamala doing okay?
Nope. She's down, Joe. I think they found out that she's retarded. And now we're basically Trump is killing us at the polls. So yes, we're going to lose Joe.
Damn it. Wait. What if I come back to run again?
As candidate?
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way, Joe. The only person in this world who is even more retarded than Kamala Harris is basically you. So no joke. You're
just
not going
give
back
another
yet.
Shot.
Let's let it all play out. Okay? Let's just we'll talk later, Joe.
Okay.
Women looking fine up in here.
That's Bill Clinton. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And if you're a regular viewer, please share links to these videos on your social media feeds. Give the channel a shout out, and hopefully we can bypass YouTube shadow banning, get the channel to grow a little bit. So thanks for your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.